para sa mga estudyante sa universidad, ang tatlong taong kurso ay nagkakahalaga ng 32,000 dolyar o 6,000 dolyar naman para sa pagkuha ng kurso sa medisina. Si Andrew Norton ang direktor ng Higher Education Program ng Grattan Institute. Sinabi niya na ang estudyante sa universidad o sa aprobadong tagabigay ng mataas na edukasyon ay nag-aalok ng Commonwealth Supported Place o CSP, isang bayad na pwesto.
So a Commonwealth Supported Place is a university place that is subsidized by the federal government, and those subsidies range from only about $2,000 for a law or business degree to more than $20,000 for medicine. But that means that this course is cheaper than a full fee course.
Ang Higher Education Loan Program ay may limang paraan ng pagpapautang. Ang una ay ang HECS Help. Sa ilalim nito, ang mga estudyanteng mamamayan ng Australia ay maaaring humiram ng pera mula sa gobyerno para sa kanilang mas mataas na edukasyon. Sinabi ni Andrew Norton na ang HECS Help ang pinakapopular na paraan ng pag-utang sa Australia.
Virtually all undergraduates in Australian universities are eligible for HECS Help, with sort of permanent residence being the only major exception. And of those who are eligible, about 90% take up their loan. So this is by far the most popular kind of loan. And if you're an undergraduate, it's pretty unlikely you will have any loan except that.
Ang mga estudyante ay magsisimulang magbayad ng utang kapag kumikita na sila ng particular na sweldo.
It's an income contingent loan, so that means that at the moment, if you earn less than $54,000 a year, you don't make a repayment. But if you earn more than $54,000 a year, the government will take at least 4% of your income in repayment, and they'll keep taking that until all your debt is gone.
May apat na uri ng pautang na maaaring makatulong sa mga estudyante.
Then there's another scheme called Fee Help. And that applies to students who are in full fee places, and that's mostly postgraduate courses or courses in private higher education providers. SA Help is to pay for your student amenities fee, so each university charges about $300 for extra non-academic services. OS Help is if you want to do a semester overseas in a foreign university, OS Help pays for that. And VET fee help is something that applies to diploma level courses in vocational education.
Samantala, walang restriksyon sa edad ng anumang utang sa HELP at ang mga estudyante ay maaaring paulit-ulit na umutang sa HECS HELP sa kahabaan ng kanilang buhay kung gusto nila. Sa pamamagitan ng fee help, walang hangganan ang maaaring utangin hanggang 100,000 dolyar. Lahat ng permanenteng residente ng Australia at mamamayan ay maaaring magkaroon ng CSP, subalit ang mga mamamayan lamang ang maaaring tumanggap ng HELP loan. Sinabi ni Andrew Norton na ang mga permanenteng residente ay kailangang magbayad sa unahan ayon sa kung ano ang kanilang pag-aaralan.
If you did an education course or an arts course, it would cost about $6,000 a year, so $18,000 to $20,000 for a three-year course. If you did computing or allied health or engineering, it would cost you about $9,000, so about $27,000 for a three-year degree. And the most expensive courses are medicine, dentistry, law, and business, and that's about $10,400 a year, so sort of $31,000, $32,000 for a three-year degree or up to $60,000 for medicine.
Idinagdag ni Andrew Norton na ang mga kasali sa pantaong edukasyon ay maaaring tumanggap ng pautang sa HELP, subalit hindi ang ibang may hawak na visa.
So individual universities might offer some extra assistance, but generally it is quite difficult for people who are permanent residents but not citizens. It's a significant disadvantage to being just a permanent resident rather than a citizen.
Samantala, nagbabala ang Study Assist website ng gobyerno na mayroon lamang silang hanggang sa araw ng census upang makumpirma ang kanilang pagpasok sa kanilang mga subjects. Ayon kay Andrew Norton, ang araw ng census ay ang araw na kung saan ang estudyante ay kikilalanin bilang may utang.
So usually it's a few weeks into term. Each university sets their own, but it's a few weeks into term. And really, you've got those few weeks to decide whether or not you like the course. And if you leave the course before the census date, you'll have no debt and you don't have to pay at all.
Maaari ding tumanggap ang mga estudyante ng patuloy na pautang upang matulungan sila sa gastusin sa bahay.
Youth allowance applies for young people aged up to 24. Fairly complex eligibility, but generally people whose parents earn up to $150,000 can get at least some youth allowance, not necessarily the whole amount. And so that can be a valuable assistance to people who are seeking to go to higher education. Generally, most students also work, so it's a combination of your own income and youth allowance.
Samantala, naglalagay ng hangganan ang gobyerno para sa bayad sa pag-aaral, subalit sinabi ni Andrew Norton na halos pare-pareho naman ang singil ng mga universidad.
In theory, universities can charge any price up to a legal maximum, but in practice, they all charge the legal maximum, so they're all the same. In a Commonwealth-supported place, effectively, you pay the same amount whichever university you attend.
Sa kasalukuyan, ang mga estudyante ay maaaring magbayad ng bahagi ng kanilang utang at tumanggap ng diskwentong 10%. Subalit ang diskwentong ito ay aalisin na simula sa unang araw ng Enero 2017. Hinuhulaan ni Andrew Norton na ilang patakaran tungkol sa pautang ay magbabago din. Halimbawa, mula 2017, ang mga estudyanteng gustong magtungo sa labas ng bansa ay kailangang magbayad muna ng kanilang utang bago umalis.
That's one important change for a migrant who might return to their home country. The other potential change is that at the moment you don't have to repay unless you earn $54,000 a year. In the recent past, the government has suggested that should be lower, and so it's possible that in future that threshold for repaying will be a lower annual income than it is now.